Scratched Up Radio Theater presents
Behind the Curtain with Ernestine, your backstage guide to all things on stage. Tonight, my guest is Lily Gregory, actress and company member at Axiom Repertory Theater.
Hi.
Thanks for joining me tonight, Lily. And I've asked Lily to join me so we can talk about character development. It's kind of a fun thing when you're in a show. But first, Lily, what are some of the characters or character types you have gotten to play?
Oh, goodness. I've played all types of characters, everything from leads to just, you know, ensemble characters. Some of the characters I've played over the years, I did a lead role of Willy Wonka in Willy Wonka the Musical, which was super fun back in high school. I did Young Frankenstein with Axiom Rep, where I was an ensemble character, which was a lot of fun. Let's see. I know my favorite was a main character, which was Captain Hook in Peter Pan. Unfortunately, though, that one was canceled because of COVID, and I did not actually get to have Hook on stage, which was unfortunate, but understandable.
But how fun to get to really just kind of work and play at being that character for the rehearsal space, because you do that for quite a bit of time before a show actually runs and comes to the stage. So that would still be a lot of fun. And then when we talk about like character development, what we're really trying to talk about is the individual actor's efforts to examine their character for what motivates them to say the words and do the actions that are written in the script. And with that information, you can start to really play with tone and emotion, the inflection, and even timing of what's happening. And that kind of builds a synergy between each character and then through the whole cast. And that really plays into a huge part, I believe, in the magic of a production. And Lily is currently in a unique show, and I'm super eager to talk about this show and hear about like her process with this show. Now, this show was also ready to open in 2020 when COVID came along and hit pause. But now it is back for its glorious opening, March 10th, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, written by Mark Hayden and directed by Lisa Murphy Collins.
15-year-old Christopher has an extraordinary brain. He is exceptional at mathematics, but ill-equipped to interpret everyday life. He has never ventured alone beyond the end of his road. He detests being touched, and he distrusts strangers. Now, it is 7 minutes after midnight, and Christopher stands beside his neighbor's dead dog, Wellington, who has been speared with a garden fork. Finding himself under suspicion, Christopher is determined to solve the mystery of who murdered Wellington, and he carefully records each fact of the crime. But his detective work, forbidden by his father, takes him on a thrilling journey that upturns his world.
Wow. So there are so many layers to this story, and I am just so excited. And let's just dive right in, because working on such a unique story told from a perspective, Christopher is a person with autism, and the story is told all from his point of view. And that just sounds like such an epic and unique play or production to be a part of. Like, I have never gotten to be a part of something like that. So Tell me a little bit about it. What can you tell us about that?
It is definitely different. I've never been in a show quite like this one before either. It is a lot of fun. I don't want to give too many spoilers because I don't want to spoil anything. But it is very intriguing, and it will be very interesting for audiences to see and kind of absorb and process. And I really enjoy that you get to dive into kind of the way that Christopher's mind works and how he really sees the world through the lens of just his life and what's happening around him and even to him throughout the show.
Okay, I love that. Yeah, in our family, we call autism neurospiciness because it definitely is a lens, and it's unique to each person who has that diagnosis. And so with Christopher being exceptional at mathematics, but ill-equipped to interpret those everyday life things, I'm fascinated to see how the characters implement that in their interactions with each other. Has that lens influenced you in your character development, and can you share how?
It absolutely has influenced all of my character development throughout the show. So in this show, I play an ensemble character, and I get to take on a few different ensemble parts throughout the play. And each one has their own little personality, their own little backstory and whatnot. But as I'm developing these characters and as I'm going through the process of the lines and where they are, I also have to take a step back and think about the way that Christopher sees those characters and the way that he's processing what's happening and how he talks to them and how he would view what this character's doing and how they're doing it. And it's very interesting to have to be so critical and really think about and overanalyze everything that you're doing, so that way it aligns with the way that Christopher, you know, is telling his story.
Right. There is a hyper awareness of what you're doing and in relation to what his character's talking about. So does that also affect your interactions with other characters on the stage or in the scene? Are those characters kind of connected, or will there be less connective between the characters?
There is a strong connection between all of the ensemble cast. We are all connected with one another just as much as we are connected to Christopher. Mm-hmm. A lot of what we do kind of cues off of the things Christopher is doing. And so we all are hyperly aware of him basically at all times throughout the show. It's a little different with some of the other like main characters and the main actors. But most of the ensemble work is just trying to be connected with what's happening and with each other.
And then are there ways that you and the cast like get into characters and kind of connect during rehearsal times to make that synergy kind of built up? Because I know that that really needs to translate onto the stage later. And a lot of that work is done in rehearsal times. Do you guys have anything that you particularly, you know, like to do or always do?
I know every rehearsal we come in and we warm up the space. We usually walk the stage and get kind of in each other's personal bubbles as we're walking around. We all make sure to make eye contact with every cast member so that we can recognize that, you know, we're here, we're present, we see each other. At a certain point, we usually will play a numbers game where silently we all start queuing off one number at a time from 1 to 10. And the trick to the game is to be in sync enough so that we can get through all the numbers without repeating any of the numbers and without anyone accidentally saying the numbers at the same time. Sometimes we get it, sometimes we don't. I know tonight, for example, during rehearsal, we were a little off with the game, but, you know, yesterday's rehearsal, we got it, like, perfect the first try. So it just depends on where everyone's at and what the energy feels like when we get there.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun, though. I don't think I've ever gotten to play a numbers game before a rehearsal. Do you guys do any other kind of activities that might help get the connectivity for your ensemble work?
I do know that something we did to try and connect with one another, we did it in one of our very first rehearsals. It was kind of this trust bonding exercise where, you know, you paired up with one other cast member and we kind of drove each other around the stage. You know, someone stood behind, hands on the other person's shoulder, and we just kind of drove around the stage, kind of leading one another. And at a certain point, we would switch pairs so that the person behind was now in front, and we were going at like different speeds and trying not to, you know, run into the other pairs of actors. And then we all stopped, and that was when the director, Lisa, she asked us to close our eyes. And so the person in the front who, you know, was being led around the stage had to close their eyes and trust the person behind them to just completely guide them and not, you know, make them crash into the other actors. And it was a little scary, definitely, but it also helped to very quickly bond us and create that connection and that trust between the whole cast,
right,
of just being able to be within each other's space and feel each other's energy and not be afraid of, you know, closing your eyes and trusting your fellow castmates.
Right. That exercise seems to me that it would also help to kind of anticipate what your castmates' moves might be, you know, so that you can move in unison with them. And that's a really great way to, like, develop that and have a great time getting into character, getting into the space of a rehearsal. How fun. I know that Lisa Murphy Collins is really fun to work with. I've had the privilege of getting to work with her as well. What's your favorite part about working with Lisa?
Oh, goodness. There's so many great things about Lisa. Everyone that knows her, I think, absolutely adores her. It's just a given. I really love the way that she is able to ignite an actor's passion, the way she can just bring that energy that you need to develop your character or to get into a scene and really feel what's happening. And she's really good at those motivational speeches, and she's really good at just, you know, like, come on, guys, we've got this, you're amazing, you know. I don't know, she's just, she lights up the room, and she brings a lot of positivity everywhere with her.
Right. I definitely feel like she does do a lot of recognition of when she feels like you're really nailing it and what she wants you to bring. And that can be so helpful, you know, when you're trying things out, because that's what you do in the rehearsal space. That's where you really develop your character. It's just by kind of trying it out, something different every night. Maybe this scene tonight, I'm supposed to be frustrated, but tonight I'm going to be quiet frustrated. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be really loud frustrated, and see what reactions happen from, you know, your castmates, but of course your director too. And I do love that she really typically loves to just kind of give you a good look, you know, or a nod, or even just a fabulous, or
yes.
That's awesome. Do you particularly have any routines or rituals that help you when you're backstage preparing for a show? So we've moved from the rehearsal space to showtime. How do you go from Lily Gregory in your street clothes and your street day, you know, life to this character in this show? Do you have anything that like helps you get there?
Yes, I do. I definitely have a few different rituals that I try to implement as often as I can during shows. I like to walk the stage and you know, just be familiar with the space and, you know, start to get back into that mindset of, okay, this is where we are. This is what's happening. What really helps me get into character is when I can, you know, put my costume on and I put my makeup on and then I go and I set my props backstage where they need to be. If there's,
I love props. They're my favorite. That's my world.
If there's any like quick changes, I need to know where my costumes are backstage. I don't know. I often like to pace backstage, kind of outside of the green room, where it's a little quieter. Most of the actors will hang out either in the green room or the makeup room before the show. But when it's a little bit quieter backstage, I'll just kind of walk around and run through the show in my head and the scenes. And, you know, maybe I'll reread my script so I've got my lines, you know, really nailed down. And just different routines and things like that that really help get into the mindset of, okay, this is the show and we've got this.
Right. Awesome. Now, we've talked a lot about character development and what you do, but we haven't actually asked, and I feel very remiss and shame on me. Does your character or do you have a name per se for this show? What's your character's name? Are you an ensemble or... What's your title, my friend?
So I actually have a few different titles in this particular show because I am an ensemble character that gets to play these different parts. Depending on what scene I am, I'll play, you know, I know in one scene I'm the lady in the street. In another scene, I'm the punk girl who gets to wear a leather jacket or whatever costume the costumer decides to put me in. you know, and... Sometimes I'm just a voice in the background, you know, just someone that's talking to the audience or talking to Christopher. Sometimes I don't have a particular name or a particular character that I'm playing. I'm just kind of there in the background enjoying the show.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds like so much fun. And I have to admit, those are my favorite types of parts to get in a show where you get to kind of bring a little bit of everything, you know, a little dash of this, a little dash of that, a moment here to steal the show, a moment in the scene, and then no pressure to really carry it all, you know. I guess in this show that would be Christopher's job.
Yeah.
And good luck to that actor. I am sure it's going to be fabulous. So I wanted to just say thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Is there anything else you might want to share with our community about maybe getting involved or just what it might be to work on a character a little bit more?
I know the best way to get involved is obviously to go to axrep.com. I believe we have a volunteer sign-up sheet somewhere. If not, you can always come down to the front office and sign up to do volunteer work. You can either, you know, usher for seats or, you know, sell tickets at the box office and different things like that. That's always a great way to try and get involved. We always need stage hands and extra crew people to help backstage or just in the front of the house. As far as characters go, I think the best advice I can give is just have fun with it. Just really get into it, have fun, try different things out, and always take your director's advice.
Oh, that's a good one. Good one. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And for anybody interested in joining any of the local theaters, I would highly suggest you get on their websites. Most of the theaters here in town post their auditions. I do know springtime is typically a great time for those auditions to start showing up. Axiom Repertory Theater has theirs posted, and they are forthcoming. The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime is going to open March 10th, so make sure you get on axreptheater.com for those show times and tickets. It promises to be a unique show, and you know you don't want to miss it. Over at our friends Riverfront Playhouse, On Golden Pond, a drama by Ernest Thompson, directed by Rhonda Alvey and Marla O'Brien, is going to open March 10th. So check out their website for showtimes and tickets as well. And don't forget to visit ShastaArtsCouncil.org for activities, events, educational outreach programs, and supportive opportunities for artists and the arts community here in Shasta County. Thanks for joining us behind the curtain, your backstage guide to everything on stage.
The butcher, the baker, the grocer, the clerk are secretly unhappy men because the butcher, the baker, the grocer, the clerk get paid for what they do, but no applause.
Not again. Not another flat tire.
Just calm down. It happens.
But this is the third time this month.
It's because of these potholes.
It's not fair. I've had it. I can't stand this Corvair. I'm giving it away. I'll just put a sign on it. Take this car, please.
Why not donate it to KKRN?
What?
Car donations help keep KKRN on the air. You can call 800-500-7433 or go to careasy.org. They'll even come and tow it away.
You're kidding.
They'll sell it. The station gets the money.
They can come and get it now. Saves me a headache. I love that station. What was it again?
800-500-7433 or go to careasy.org.
Now we can buy a new Corvair. Honey, you're the greatest.
KKRN Community Radio is a listener-supported all-volunteer station. We rely on donations from our listeners, and especially during this pandemic when we cannot hold our several yearly fundraising events. Please consider a donation at this time to help keep our great programming on the air and generally make it possible to meet all of our expenses. Go to kkrn.org and click on the donate button. Or, if you prefer, send a check to KKRN, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96084.
Can't hide your eyes or age with tears.